Several weeks ago, I shared with you, Rabbi Yisrael Reisman's imponderable about the missing year of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. To review, Moshe Rabbeinu was described back in Parshas Va'era as being 80 years old right before the Makos began. And then, at some point, Moshe turns 81, because the Makos took more than 5 weeks. If it happened before Zion Adar, he probably turns 81 5 weeks before Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then in the Midbar for 40 years. And he dies at 120. Something is missing over here. So we discussed, maybe Moshe really was 79 when the Makos began. Maybe it was a leap year. There was 9 weeks between Zion, Adar, Aleph, and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe all the Makos happened somehow in those 9 weeks. Maybe they really weren't in the Midbar for 40 full years. We discussed all those answers in the past. Rabbi Meir Finkelstein and I were talking about this a few weeks ago, and he suggested another answer, perhaps based on Rashi in this week's Parsha. At the beginning of Parsha's Kisisa, Rashi comments that this census took place after Cheda Egel, after Moshe came down with the second Lucho, so sometime after Yom Kippur, sometime as a Kapara, for the Cheda Egel and Tishrei, B'nai Yisrael are counted, and the number comes out to 603,550. And there's another census in Parshas Bamidbar, 7 months later, in the second year, in the month of Iyar, and the number comes out to 603,550. And Rashi wonders, 7 months apart, how could it be? That's exactly the same number of people. We're counting from 20 and up. Nobody turned 20 years old. No one was 19 at Tishrei in this count in Kisisa and had turned 20 years old between now and Iyar. How is the number exactly the same? Rashi has a wild chiddush. And Rashi says, when the Torah counts ages of people, they're all counted from Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah. The Torah calls it the second year in Parashas Bamidbar, but when it comes to years of life, of the universe, we count from Nisan. So in Iyar, that's the second year. But in terms of how old people are they 19 or 20? Rashi suggests we're all counted from Rosh Hashanah. Hayom Aras Olam, we're all counted from Tishrei. And if so, since the census here happened after Aleph Tishrei, happened after Yom Kippur, and the next census happened before the next Aleph Tishrei, it happened in Iyar, nobody aged. Everyone who was eligible before was still eligible, and I guess nobody died either. Another Kiddush. Okay, very interesting. But if that's the case, Rabbi Finkelstein suggested, Moshe Rabbeinu may have been 80 years old when the Makos began. What if the Makos began back in Tishrei? Again, Chazal discussed Makos lasting a year, 10 months, but let's say, to give us more time, the Makos started sometime in Tishrei or Mar Cheshvan. The Torah may have called Moshe 80 years old, even though he was what we call 79, it was before his birthday, but not because the Torah is rounding, but the Torah maybe counts birthdays from Tishrei. How do you like that? Maybe Moshe really was 80 years old by the Torah's count, not by rounding, I'm going to finish in time, to have Moshe called 80 because after Tishrei, he was actually 80 years old. And then, yeah, we would call him 81 by the time Adar came around, but no, that's still 40 years later, at 120, he passed away. The Ramban in this week's Parsha does not like this Rashi at all. He has a different approach to explain how are the two censuses exactly the same. Take a look at the Ramban, how he explains it. He doesn't think it makes any sense. The Torah always counts birth years for people, always from Tishrei. But if, Rashi says, take a look at Rashi in the Parsha, Rashi suggests fewer birthday cakes for everyone in their offices. Everyone has to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, big Kiddush in Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's birthday celebrated together. Perhaps that's another answer for Moshe Rabbeinu's missing year. Kaddish.